Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. Time to open up your mind, time to raise up your voice, and time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour tonight. For those of you who don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. It's was with the Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, as always, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those of you who have heard the show before, and for those who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am sitting beside and co-hosted with the ever-lovely Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. And we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We're going to be right here. We're going to give it to you live, and we're going to give it to you straight, and we're going to give it to you real. And I want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, because of you, the callers, the bloggers, the listeners, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Wednesday, March the 9th. It's about to go down. It's Ash Wednesday. I hope you got your Mardi Gras party on. Miss Oatmeal, I'm feeling it tonight.
I'm feeling it tonight.
I'm thinking somebody should have put some ashes across my head because I'm about to smack the ashes off somebody's. This is about to be a great show. Let me just get that out there right there. We talked about a great topic last week, you know, the dynamics and downfalls of black fraternities and sororities.
We got it real hot last week. It was on.
We could have hosted the show in your kitchen, microwave, or oven because it was just that hot. Some people got heated. They. You know what? It was one of those shows where you just got to check yourself and understand that they ain't playing no more.
Mm-mm.
And I want you to understand this tonight. So if you need to, if, you know, here in Texas, the stores close before 9. So if you call in on your cell phone, you got time to make it. Ladies, if you want to relax in your tub and just sit back and listen to this one, for those in the chat room, if you want to check in and out the chat room from time to time, please understand, it's going to get real. Put the kids away, because we may be talking about somebody's parents who doesn't live in the house. You know what you normally call them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be one of those shows. So, Miss Oatmeal, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
I am feeling great. I can't wait for us to get into the meat of tonight's topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're going to, hit the nail on the head with the hammer tonight.
You
know, clear up some of the myths and ways of thinking that people have with trying to get into relationships these days, you know, and just have a good time and really get some good information. I'm ready for that.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready. Let's get to it. If you've seen the topic on Facebook, you've got the text message, you've heard in the streets, you've heard around town, we're going hard tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Rush hour relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. On your commute back and forth to work, you got your job. It's rush hour. It's part of the day when traffic congestion is on the road and it's crowded. And normally when this happens, there's a lot of frustration. You were in a hurry to hurry up and get out there, and your car's not moving as fast because somebody in front of you is slowing you down from getting somewhere you're trying to be in a hurry to get either nowhere, or you should have taken a little bit more time to prepare and started your journey off a little bit sooner.
Right.
Now, I don't know if we're really talking about traffic or we're talking about your relationship. But it's about to get heavy tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number on this topic is 646-727-3279. And we need to just get into that, you know. Think about this. How does this really relate to your relationship or somebody you know? They were moving too fast and trying to get in this lane. And you know what? Things looked a little bit better on the other side because it seemed like those cars were moving. And they had a little bit more momentum over there. So guess what? I think I'm going to go ahead and look to the left, look to the right. I'm going to slide over here, see how things are over here.
Right, right.
But what tends to happen is, as soon as you get over there, well, damn. Now the other lane's moving. Now what are we going to do about it? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Miss Oatmeal, you got to come with the realness. This is what you do.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, so I guess we're going to go ahead and start.
Uh-huh.
Start with our first question here.
Right.
Our number one question on the board. Congestion.
Mm.
A lot of people are rushing or in a hurry. What are some of the reasons why? Why are they rushing to get into these relationships?
Well,
do they think that the other person might get away?
Mm.
I mean, why are we in such a hurry sometimes?
You think they might be losing something or missing out?
They may feel that they might be losing out, you know, missing out or going to lose.
Right.
If they don't smash on the gas. You know. This person is who I want.
Right.
Without really knowing if that person, you know, if the feelings are reciprocated.
Mm.
You know.
Okay, so they jumping the gun.
Jumping the gun.
They shifting that clutch from one to four real quick.
Real quick.
But you know that can mess up your transmission if you don't play your cards right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep it real tonight. And I'm thinking, you know, as we think about this, and I kind of want to touch on that a little bit myself, it does get a little congested because you kind of get overwhelmed by everything that's around you. Maybe you want to move a little bit faster to get out of the way. Well, if we can get out of this situation, everything will be okay. And if we can move a little bit faster right here, everything will be okay. Probably not. Because just like with that traffic, you only going to move as fast as the car that's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not willing to go a little bit faster, then you may need to just hold the brakes, play a little music, sing a little hymn.
Pump on the brakes.
And just sit tight. That's just keeping it real, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I really don't know what else to say about that. I'm going to get wicked with it. You know, just coming on in, I want to think about that. And let me ask this question to you, Ms. Umbin. Why are some people really waiting for the last minute, so to say, to begin that commute? Why do they want to wait till the last minute to hurry up and rush out on that traffic when they see it's going to be some dangers ahead?
Okay, could you break that down for me?
Well, here's where we go. Let me break it down to the traffic element first, and I'll get into the relationship aspect.
Okay.
When you see that traffic normally moves at a faster pace.
Right.
You know, you're on the side roads, and things are going, depending on where you are, 35, 45 miles an hour.
Okay.
So you got to push up a little bit of steam to get up there on the freeway, on the interstate, in this traffic.
Okay.
Because it seems like everybody's up there, the lights are going, they're moving their cars, everything looks good, but as soon as you get up there, you got to proceed with caution as soon as you get on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to pay attention to this show tonight because I'm either talking about you or a parent of your child right now. So they move a little bit fast, and they think that as soon as they get on, that they don't have to slow it down a little bit.
that everything's just going to run
smooth. It's just going to
They're
go
not
going to
run into no accidents.
Not at all.
You're no
not
traffic.
Using a signal. You're not giving anybody else any warning.
It's getting over.
I can get there right now because I'm in traffic and I fit in and this flows. Now let's bring this over to the relationship side. You see that this is kind of what I want to do. I'm looking at it from afar. Everybody else around me is happy. They've got relationships. They've got husbands. They've got wives. Excuse me. They've got girlfriends. They've got boyfriends. But I'm over here in the slow lane, just me. But I bet you if I get up there and I play the game and I do what they're doing, then I'll just blend in with them. Let me just grab somebody along the way. Somebody I know, and we'll put it out there, ladies and gentlemen. It might even be you if you're on the phone right now. But what they tend to do is as soon as they meet someone new, she's the one. I gotta have her. This could be the one that meets my mama. Because, indeed, now I look like my friends. They've got wives. They've got girlfriends. Now I fit in with them. And we can move just as fast. They go out to dinner. We can go out to dinner.
Right.
They go to concerts. We can go to concerts. They go out to movies. We can go out to movies. They're telling me their wild, erotic stories. I want to tell some wild and erotic stories. Maybe this hasn't happened to you, but I'm pretty sure it's happened to either somebody you know or it's been on one of them channels that you're surfing. 646-727-3279 as we talk about rush hour relationships. Ms. Oatmeal, can you kind of pick it up a little bit there just from where I'm talking about? Can you see how the foolishness begins and why some people just are actually wanting to just hurry up and not and wait till the last minute? I can do it right now.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're single,
mm-hmm.
you know, you nine times out of ten, I mean, if you want to be with somebody, you know, and you want a relationship, you know, you got to court, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And courting seems to be, I'm not going to say that it's null and void these days.
Okay.
But the act of is confused, you know, people have the act of confused,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting to know someone and dating someone seems to be a thing of the past.
Wow.
They
just don't want it no more. I got to get it right now.
You need to know something about that person before proceeding on to the relationship level.
Mm.
Because you don't know who that person is once you start to get to know them.
Right.
So, yes, you want to date somebody that you could see yourself with,
mm-hmm.
but that person may not be the person that you need to be in a committed relationship with.
Uh-oh.
So you should not smash on the gas until you can actually see yourself, you know, mingling and socializing and being intertwined with that person in a relationship. If you cannot be friends with them, you cannot be in a relationship with them. Because with relationship comes friendship. So it's not about just, ooh, I pick him. I want him to be my man. And then you do what you can
mm-hmm.
for him to be your man. Well, he may not see you in the same light, or vice
wow.
versa. She may not be feeling him in the same light, in the same way.
Right.
But just because he picks up, I can see her as being my woman. I want her to be my woman. Well, there are steps before that. So, yes, you do date someone that you can see yourself with, but that does not mean that's who you're going to be with. People have that twisted and all mixed up. So therefore, they smash on the gas
mm-hmm.
with these individuals who really don't have the same feelings. They may like them, but may not be ready for that long-term commitment. Well, that person that's in the fast lane, driving fast, I don't want you to get away from me.
Wow.
So I'm going to do what I can And whether it's the female that's doing it or whether it's the male, sometimes they end up getting hurt.
Mm.
But whose fault is it? It's not that other person's fault. It's that person who was driving in the fast lane trying to get nowhere fast.
I see.
Resumes can look very good. Okay? I may look good on paper, but I have flaws.
Right.
Somebody may not know if they can deal with those flaws. Okay? Sometimes they're representatives. I don't bring out the representatives. At the age that I am at, where I am now, you know, I'm straightforward. Maybe I shouldn't be all the time, but, I mean, I am. I'm working on it. We all are a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Okay? But we need to recognize what steps we need to take to get to that relationship point.
This is Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I think the callers are in awe. A hush just fell over Jerusalem. I want to get to the phone lines and see what's going on and let the callers chime in. For those that don't know, if you're on your phone line right now and you want to make a comment on what Ms. O'Mill is saying about the topic tonight, or you want to talk about rush hour relationships from your standpoint, call in, 646-727-3279, press option 1. We're here in Dallas, Texas right now, and we're going to go and listen to Dawn and Nikki all the way in Michigan, Detroit's very own. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey.
She plays that out on a regular basis. Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, Andy, what's up? How's it going?
Everything is great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Ms. Oatmeal, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just enjoying the topic already.
Yeah, because you guys have definitely dived in head first. So I actually just wanted to say, kind of actually piggyback on something you said, Ms. Oatmeal. I think the issue is that more so people aren't really in a rush to get into a relationship necessarily. I think they're in a rush to enjoy the benefits and the perks that come with being in a relationship. Because with divorce rate hovering at 50%, nobody's really in a rush to be in a real monogamous, committed, long-term relationship. People are in a hurry to more so get to the good part. Get to the part where, you know, the warm and fuzzy feelings where you're on somebody's mind, you get the little cute text messages, you know, you get the, you know, the phone calls, hey, I'm thinking about you. You get, you know, the whole physical aspect of it that may involve sex. So there are a lot of things that people are trying to hurry up and get to before they actually establish the parameters or define what the relationship is going to be. And this is how you end up crashing, running off course, getting pulled over, because you're out of control because you haven't even defined what the relationship is going to be, because you're so in a hurry trying to get to the good part before you even define what it is. And most of all, if the person you're trying to hurry up and get to the good part with is even worthy of the time or the effort. So I think that's like one of the major, major issues in relationships. This is how you can have people who always hit you with the, you know, the NSA, no strings attached, or, you know, let's just go with the flow. And, you know, what? Really? Come on, dude. When you're in your 30s, you're a little bit too damn old to just be necessarily going with the flow. So, yeah, people need to do a better job of defining what they're actually trying to do before you even hit the merge ramp. You should already know, you know, what the goal is.
Yep. I would agree with that. But you know what, you bring up, you said something a little bit earlier, and I want to kind of talk about that because we're talking about the age that we're in right now and the age that, you know, the majority of our callers are, you know, 30s and new 20, however you want to call it. So,
absolutely.
So, that, you know, they're getting a little older now, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, you in traffic and you done rolled up in your 92 Honda Accord and somebody done passed you up in an 08, you know, Cadillac Escalade. So their car looking all good and clean and shiny and everything, and you looking at your car
with McDonald's bags in the back seat, and the seats are starting to tear up, and you know it's getting older. You got a late model vehicle, and all of a sudden you think you're ready for a change. You want to switch things up. Really? Really? Is it that necessary? Your clock is ticking. I think it's time for me to go ahead and get a relationship because I'm getting older now, and I think it's time for me to go on to have one. You know, with all my friends are getting one, and it's just my biological clock is ticking, so I think maybe it's time for me to go on and settle down just because you got older by the calendar. You know what? That's foolish. I don't see how anybody can do that. By the age of 29, I need to be, you know, married with kids, but my credit is shot to be damned. Doesn't make any sense. Who does that? I want to go back to the phone lines. Nikki, stay right there on the line if you don't mind. Let's keep it here in Texas, man, and just keep it. Funky Town Fort Worth is on the line. We got a caller chiming in with that 817. Your last number is 8875. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Hey, what's happening, Andy?
Talk to me, man. Who is this?
It's Mr. Styles, man. Michael Styles. What's going on?
Michael Styles, what's going on, man? We enjoyed the celebration out there last weekend.
Oh, definitely, man.
Man, we had a great time out there. Mike, what's going on? Talk to us.
Mike, I wasn't involved,
man.
Oh.
Hey, sitting back, and I'm listening to this topic, right?
Right.
And I got to get on this, man, because it's a real serious subject. Rushing into these relationships, all right? I love the analogy that y'all used about traffic. And I was thinking about something Nikki just said about sometimes we talk about going with the flow of things, right?
Right.
I have to, I don't know, maybe it's just me looking at the aspect of things, but, you know, a lot of times going with the flow of traffic, even if it's slow, taking your time, can actually be kind of prosperous if you look at it in that viewpoint. But I also understand what she's saying, how to do. Well, okay, check this out. You get in traffic, like you were saying, traffic is congested, and you seem like you might want to go over here and jump in the other lane because things may be, per se, moving faster over there. But like you said, when you get over in the other lane, what happens? The lane you in starts to move. Well, if you had stuck with that lane in the first place and just went with the flow of traffic, then you would have got where you needed to go.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
From that aspect. Right?
Right.
But I also understand the aspect that she's saying because a lot of times you hear a lot of dudes, and when I was young, I'm not going to lie, I was one of those cats who would sit up here and holler, well, let's just go with the flow of that, coming from physical aspect of that. If we feeling it, let's just go with it. But that can tend to muddle things. That can tend to mess things up. Because when you just go with it, you never get to know that person. Now, I'm going to throw an analogy out here. A good pot of gumbo. Now, you can go to the store and go to the frozen food section and find you gumbo in a package. But it'll never be the same is that homemade gumbo that you done took your time to put together, that you've added all the ingredients. Now, notice I say time. You've added all the ingredients in it, a handful of this, a handful of that, dash of this, dash of that, pinch of this, pinch of that. But you didn't rush the process to make that good gumbo. You took your time with it, right?
Right.
Because if you don't take your time with it, it's something going to be missing.
Huh.
Well, that's the thing. With the relationships, we can't rush into them. We got to take our time because the first thing you got to do is make sure this person can be a friend before even making sure they can be a lover. So that's my
Mike,
opinion on it.
Dude, you know what? That's real talk. And I done got real hungry just listening to this gumbo analogy. I appreciate the call, Doc. I don't think it could have really been said any better than that. Miss Oatmeal, what's your take? Now we're talking about oatmeal and gumbo and Lord have mercy, Jesus, traffic. Somebody out there right now was driving with a bag full of French fries, reaching over in the passenger seat, eating. We just breaking all kind of food barriers tonight. This is just, oh, Lord, I'm hungry.
I have to agree with Mike. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. You know, it's nothing wrong. If you leave on time, you can take your time.
Right.
Okay. When you take your time, I mean, no, you don't have to move like as a snail because you can get a ticket going too slow.
Hello.
Okay. But if you are driving the speed limit, okay, and taking your time, I mean, you're going to see all the signs. You're going to see the construction signs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the exit signs. You're not going to pass them.
Right.
You know, if you run into a little traffic, it's okay. You know, you're going to start moving again.
Hey, that's great.
I mean, Mike couldn't have said it any better with the gumbo analogy.
I believe that. That's a real deal, Mike. I appreciate the call. We're going to get back to you in just a minute. Nikki, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, I just want to say I actually agree with Mike. The only thing I would like to add is that, you know, every lane on the expressway or the highway serves a purpose. You have the slow lane, you have the middle lane, which is, you know, medium speed or whatever in between, and then you have the fast lane. You know, I know cases, and I've experienced it myself, where you meet somebody and it is absolutely love at first sight. So you have to, a person has to do a better job at, you know, communicating or, you know, figuring out what lane this person wants to be in relationship-wise. You can meet somebody who, you know, they may not necessarily be trying to just rush into a, you know, quotation mark relationships, but they may be filling you. So it's not like, you know, they're just filling anybody who comes along. It's more so you. It's about you. They're filling you. So, yeah, they want to spend time with you. They want to do things with you. They want to be booed up, if you will. Or, you know, you may meet somebody who's, well, you know, I'm feeling you, but I want to take my time with it. To me, those are signals. I mean, if you meet somebody and you're feeling them, what's wrong with, you know, starting to etch out time where you can commit to each other so you can get to know each other? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it depends on the person and the connection that you all share. Because if I'm feeling you and you feeling me and we meet on Tuesday and I can't see you until next Wednesday, then, you know, to me that it just doesn't make any sense. Things should be able to progress naturally without all – because to me that's like a red flag. Like, you can't be that damn busy or you can't etch out one day for me in a time span of seven unless you're out of town. So,
right.
To me, you got to get your, trying to get your time slots lined up, pimping, and game recognized game. So, at the end of the day, you just got to do a better job of, you know, trying to figure out if that person can be in the lane you're ready to be in.
Woo! Baby, that's what we're talking about, rush hour relationships. I want to ask the ladies a question as we kind of move forward with the show a little bit. We talk about the fast lane, you know. It's when they call it in some cities the HOB lane. You know, you move a little bit faster, and ironically, it's over a little bit too far to the left. Usually when you're in this, you know, you have somebody with you. So you have to proceed with caution, as you should, and it seems as if you want to move a little bit faster. But what's the hurry? Where are we really trying to get with this? I need to know that. Because if you were in a rush and you were in a hurry and you're trying to get there, now you got smooth sailing because you're in the far left lane and you stretched out on the road, you making things happen. Where's your destination? Because if you're doing a good 70, 80, 90 miles an hour on the freeway, you ain't stopping no time soon. So where you going? Where you headed? Let's take the call right now and take it to the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen. Right there as we take it maybe out to Diego, San Diego, California, if I'm not mistaken. We have a caller on the line. Who is this?
Ebony.
Ebony, how you doing?
Hey, Andy.
What's going on? Talk to us tonight.
Well, like you said, if you're in the fast lane and you're going like that, I think in some cases, because I do know women who are my age who have not had any children, that may be the road that they're trying to travel very quickly. They may not necessarily be trying to get down the aisle, but they are definitely trying to have a baby. And
whoa.
I mean, that's
really?
I'm being real, because I do know people like that who are like, oh my God, I'm this age and I don't have any kids. You know, as for me, I'm not like that. My oldest son is 13. So I'm definitely not in that lane. I'm definitely proceed with caution, because I've already been through all of the yin yang. But like I said, most of the women, they're definitely, you know, trying to get a baby, a couple babies, before, you know, all that's said and done with. And it's not necessarily about the man. It's not necessarily about his bank account and what he has to offer. It's just about a baby.
Well, Ebony, this is Old Mill. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to elaborate on what you just said. Now, you don't have to get in the fast lane. You don't have to get in the fast lane to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of single mothers out here. Too many.
I am one.
Right. It's easy to have a baby.
Don't take it long either.
I mean, now, if you want the father to be active in the child's life, now that's a different story. But it's easy
right.
to have a baby.
Yeah.
And
right.
be single. You know, I don't have any children, and I've had plenty of opportunities, you know, that men have, you know, actually said, you know, I want to get you pregnant. Because it's not about, you know,
right.
out there. You're not going to trap me. I do want kids. But I'm going to have kids with somebody that I want to be with the rest of my life.
Right. But see, but you're thinking in that mindset. I'm talking about the women that I know who live here
mm-hmm.
are really on this fast-track focus to, oh, my God, I'm almost 35 and I don't have any children. And I'm kind of like sitting back looking at them like, really? Because I've been married. I'm divorced. I have two children. I am a single parent. Yes, their father is still active in their lives. However, that's not the point. He's not active day to day. He's not active
right.
with me, you know.
And I also,
so I'm looking at them like, you have to be mindful of what you speak into existence, because when if it happens, you will regret it.
Well, I actually do say that my clock is ticking, because it is. But I still haven't. I've been saying that since the age of 27, because I did
mm-hmm.
have the whole. By the time I'm 27, I want to be married, I want to have kids, you know, the whole white picket fence story. It
right.
didn't happen. I wanted to smash on the gas, but I didn't do it. You know, I fought with myself, okay, but I'm
mm-hmm.
so glad that I didn't do it, because I wouldn't have been happy. It would have just been, you know, I would have been looking at this whole, the whole fairy tale thing of, you know, being married and having a kid at a certain time. But these days,
right.
I mean, if I, you know, if I were to be in the frame of mind of, okay, I just want to have a child, I'm not worried about, you know, the child's father being active, and I am financially stable.
Right, then that's easy to do.
Not how the Bible states you should do it, but people are doing that, you know, getting
mm-hmm.
sperm donors, going to the clinic, or, you know, just
that's
getting
true.
Pregnant and not tripping off of the father being active in the child's life.
Wow.
Right.
Well, I want to thank Ebony for calling in. Ebony, we appreciate the call. Ms. Ogden, let's keep the phone lines open and take it back to Michigan where Nikki is. Out of that 3 1/3, 8 mile running.
Nick, Nick.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I just wanted
Hello?
To kind of say that I don't want for any sisters that are out there that do feel that way, you know, like I'm getting older and, you know, I don't have anyone in my life. I don't, you know, I'm not forecasting a husband in the next year or so. I don't want to make them feel some type of way, because that's the way we're made. We birth life into the world. So if you're a woman in your 30s, you're not married, you're not in a committed relationship, don't feel some type of way about having those feelings, because it's natural. And any woman who is in her 30s, she has a right to be concerned about her clock ticking. You know what? Because it is. And so to get into a relationship and to, you know, try to sugarcoat it and not make that man aware that, you know what, this is where I want to be, this is what my mindset is, I want a family, I'm a woman, and by nature I am designed to give life, And if that's what she's feeling and that's what she wants to do, by all means, she has the right to feel that way because that's the way God created us. Now, on the flip side of that, you don't need a man to have a baby. You can go get artificially inseminated. There are a lot of different alternatives. You can adopt. I'm not an advocate for that because I do believe that every child needs a mother and a father. But if that's the circumstances, that's the circumstances you find yourself in and you believe that you can, that's, you know, a possibility for you, because it's not easy. It is not easy raising a child with two parents. So, you know, by all means, if you don't have a strong support cast and, you know, finances and resources, definitely may not be the thing. But I don't want any woman to feel bad that, you know, that's where she may be in life because, you know, it's hard for us. If you want to be married and you want to have kids, it's nothing wrong with feeling that way. You just have to be very careful about how you approach the situation and how you choose to see it through.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Nikki, stay right there. Let's keep it up in your neck of the woods. We have a caller from Detroit that's on the line also. Phone number actually ending in 2771. Caller, you're on the line from Detroit.
That would be me. Good evening, everybody. This is Jennifer from Detroit.
Jay Smitty.
You know what? I think this is a great dialogue. But the question that I have is, to your point, Andy, about the destination and who's dictating or saying that you're in the HOV lane. I think sometimes there can be a misconception that when women, to Nikki's point, understand where they're going and know what their destination is, that they don't have the tolerance to be strung along. So the question is, really, when is too long? When is, you know, if you've been dating someone consistently for a year, you know, I know a lot of brothers that think, you know, they have almost to infinity to make a decision about if they're willing to make a lifelong commitment to that woman. So I think we also need to start by defining what we consider being in the fast lane. And maybe I missed that part of the discussion, but I think that varies. I mean, obviously we've been able to target a specific aspect of that, you know, women whose biological clock is ticking and, you know, they are up in age and really kind of want to bear children. But what about when you're just in a long-term relationship? And, you know, you have committed yourself to this brother for a year, and he's still unsure. You know, that brother may consider that woman to be moving in the fast lane when really she's just assertive and asserting herself to what she wants. So I think sometimes perception changes what is considered to be the fast lane.
Okay, well, Jennifer, this is JB. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to elaborate on a point you made about how long. What's considered too long, you know, and what direction you're going in. You know, how long do you stay in that lane if you're in a long-term relationship? Well, one of the parties knows. I mean, if one party is ready to smash on the gas and ready to tie the knot or ready to get married and the other person is not, that's a red flag. That is a yield sign. I mean, there's something wrong there where you do not want to commit. Okay? That's obvious. And if so many people don't want to accept that, they want to go around it. They want to drive over it. They want to build a bridge. They want to try to change direction. But it is what it is. So,
but I want to put a wedge in the conversation, though. Are brothers ever really desiring to commit, though?
Yes.
There are a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that are ready to commit.
Yes.
There are a lot.
Well, can they move to Detroit? Can they move to Michigan?
And listen, and I'm not being facetious with that question, but really, though, I am really interested in taking a poll. I know brothers do commit. Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand the question that I'm asking. But do brothers really want to commit, or do they commit because they know they should?
Mm-hmm. Sound
well,
like next week's topic.
In the in the scenario of them actually being there, they're there. But sometimes they don't have everything that we're actually looking for if we know what it is that we really want. There are some good brothers out there that are choosing, but they're choosing the wrong female and she don't know what she wants. I've seen this happen over and over and over and over again. As well as I've seen the man who wants to commit to a woman and he's not really ready. He doesn't have the foundation to even, you know, be able to be down for his family. Okay, and so she's kind of hesitant, you know. So it's not that they're just not equal. They're not on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's happening a lot.
And ladies, and I just want you to say that men are ready to commit. They make the level of commitment prior than you would ever decide to commit. Now, if you can't get him to commit to you, then 9 times out of 10, and most fellas would agree with me on this one, that he has already made the commitment not to commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line is, we know what we want when we see it. We're hunters by nature. We go get our prey. If that's what we want to do, that's what we're going to get, hands down. So if he's not ready to commit to you, ask yourself why. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be you're going to find the answer right there. But I definitely thank you for calling in on that one. I want to get the show moving along a little bit faster here as we continue to talk about rush hour relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the traffic going in and out, you know, what it takes to get involved in that rush hour, because it's a process. There's an on and off ramp that people use when they want to jump on the traffic. But sometimes they can get up there and, like we were talking about, don't know how long they need to be up there. Well, when should you take the time to realize maybe I might need to get off and find me a different direction to go to? 6 miles ahead. Do you really want to sit up here and deal with this foolishness for another 6 miles, 6 weeks, 6 years? Hello. When it could be just a little bit easier to get off right now, find another route, and maybe start over again?
I just get off and use the service road.
Hello.
Your destination. Get off the freeway.
Just stop. Get off.
Get out the HOV.
Do not collect $200. Do not pass go. Do not run the stop sign.
Take the long route.
And don't even, you know what, my SUV drivers, if you need to pull off the median, feel that's what an SUV is for. Just kind of take the humps as you get them. But it's okay. Now you ain't got to deal with that foolishness no more. But people tend to sit up there, and they want to stay a little bit longer because, you know what, situations come about, and maybe I can work this out. You know,
getting in accidents that they're damn near dying in.
You know what? And, you know, as we talk about this, ladies and gentlemen,
a flat tire is one thing, but come on.
Your insurance deductible ain't worth it. Because you know your own car insurance. I got to pay $500, maybe even $1,000 if I have bad credit. And I got to put more money into this foolishness when it could have been avoided if I would have stopped a little bit earlier. Can I get a witness on the call-in line tonight? 646-727-3279. We have a caller out of the H, the Dirty South in Houston, Texas. A caller is on the line right now from Houston. Caller, who is this? Phone number ending in 6401.
Hey, this is Kevin. Hey, my name is Jackie. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, man.
Kevin, Blade.
What up? Yeah, this shoulder blade. What I want to say, and I might touch on some, I might rule somebody the wrong way, and I don't want to. Dude, I might be off key a little bit, but I want to comment. Say something about the overly aggressive woman in 2011. These days, the women are approaching the brothers, and it don't look cool. On the flip side, it really makes a woman look like a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to come out like that, but it's true.
You can call her a woman.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, a woman, you know. But that just don't look, it don't look cool. Now, me, okay, the job, the market I am, I work, the field I work in, I work in sales. I have women approach me every day, you know, and it just don't feel right, you know, because the way I was raised and brought up, a man go out and see something nice or whatever, he might give it a eye, you know. But it just, times that really have changed, you know. And it got to stop. It got to stop. And some of the brothers are taking advantage of it. So, well, you know, it's the shortest good men. So they dipping and dabbing out there sleeping with all the different chicks. And, you know, consequences and repercussions come with all, you know. And I ain't trying to deal with that. You know, I am in a relationship, and I feel that my clock is ticking because I'm 34 years old. And I don't, you know, but the reason why I say that, because I don't want to be an old man with a young child. So it's some decisions and choices that I got to make in a hurry, you know. You feel me on that?
No, real talk.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, man, I appreciate the call. Don't feel like your clock is ticking, man, because you're 34. You know,
yeah.
Can't even become president in this country unless you're 36 years old. So you're just getting started. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't feel like you're getting older, man. You're getting better, and you're taking time to learn yourself a little bit more. You know, my parents from the old school, you know, they waited until they was 30, in their 30s, to have me. And before then, you know, my father being 11 or 12 kids, I think my grandfather was like, I don't know, 50, 60 when he was born. So you
right.
got time, man. That wisdom is a better father than an age is any time.
Yeah, and right now, I'm glad I did wait. I mean, I had a lot of opportunities to be a father, but the women I was involved with wasn't marriage material. You know, it was going to be a baby mama. And I look at my peers, they've not had it. You know, and paying all this child support and all this other stuff ain't nothing but a headache, you know. It's already a headache already, you know, dealing with it, you know. It's just, and it's added stress. So, I mean, I don't need that, you know. But that's another topic.
That's real deal. Can I get another male perspective on that, Mike? Is Mike still on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And can you comment on what Kevin said, had to say, man? I really appreciate Kevin calling in from Houston. Don't let this be your last time calling in, bro.
Man, he hit on a good spot, because I know quite a few brothers who have talked to me about the same thing as far as kind of like the biological clock that men have. You know, women aren't the only ones who are concerned about having kids at an older age. You know, but really and truthfully, man, I'm in agreement with you, Andy. It's better, you know, sometimes just to wait. Because I listened to what he said. I can't actually agree with the view that sometimes the women may put themselves in positions where they might look like anything other than unladylike. But,
Like a wet noodle.
Might be a little.
Let's get back to that topic.
In some ways, man, I'm going to be truthful. It is, to me, out of character. I understand women think that it's a shortage of good men out there, but it's not. I just feel like a lot of these sisters need to stop settling for what they're finding in that fast lane.
Hmm.
You know, if you sit up here and you see construction, realize one thing, the construction on the road is being done for a reason. Sit up here and better your way of travel. So a lot of times those brothers that you see that's over there doing that construction, or maybe that lane is under construction, hey, next time you come down that way, it might be a smoother ride. Sometimes you got to be patient. But, yeah, I mean, rushing in, you know, thinking that you got to sit up here and you see a good thing, you know, just because in some cases it might be because good looks. You might feel like, okay, well, I might want to have a baby by him, or I might want to, you know, you looking at that, or you might be looking at bank account. And it's not so much just the women that's doing it, it's the men that do it too. You know, we'll sit up here and rush off into a relationship with a female and
feel like, okay, well, you know, I need to get with her because she a yellow bone. I'm on pretty
right.
Feet.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just being
well, hold that
Hold that thought. I want to address what our bloggers are saying in the chat room. And for those of you who don't know, you can join the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was spelled with a Z. Will C is in there acting a fool, and he says being upfront, truthful, communicating with someone about what you really want out of a relationship, that's really necessary. And figuring out if the person is equally yoked with you is what's needed. Equally yoked. Really be equally yoked in the fast lane, moving fast?
Yes.
How so, Miss O?
Yeah.
I mean, if you, like Nikki said earlier, there is such thing as love at first sight. The connection with both individuals, you know, seeing eye to eye, being honest and truthful. Actions are going along with the words, the walking, the walk, you know, at what you're talking. That can actually exist. I mean, it is, it seems like it is very few and far in between, but it does happen. And when it happens, you know. You'll know because it's actually
absolutely
going, you know, it's real. It's really occurring. So, yes, you can be equally yoked. Okay. I mean, if you're coming from a spiritual standpoint, you're allowing God to work on you.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is allowing God to work on, you know, is working on her as well.
Right.
And then y'all come together and you meet. We yoked.
I see.
Okay.
And Andy.
Yes.
If I could, I need to bring you back to the comment. I think it was nicknamed Shoulder Blade.
Blade, yes.
Blade, okay. When he made the comment that, you know, sisters that are approaching men, you know, look unladylike, if you will, I want to just put the disclaimer out there that approaching a man, pursuing a man, and showing interest in a man are three totally different things. I don't think there's anything wrong with a lady letting a man know that she's interested in him. And you can do that in a myriad of ways without presenting yourself as some, you know, jump off. I mean, but pursuing a man, definitely do not agree with that. But, you know, being ladylike, feminine, flirting, nothing wrong with showing a man you're interested. I definitely believe that you shouldn't pursue him because how the relationship starts is how it will end. So you definitely can't have that dynamic upside down. But showing a man you're interested, I think that is actually falling by the wayside. And pursuing a man is what's actually taking the place of that, you know, being flirtatious and, you know, smiling and being welcoming. Those things, that's what's falling to the wayside. So I just don't want people to confuse the two. It's absolutely nothing wrong with turning on your feminine charm and letting a brother know you're interested.
Right, and I have to agree with you. You know, there is a difference between pursuing and letting him know that, hey, if you call me, if you, you know, if you like what you see over here, you can call me. I'll make
absolutely
time for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Because men have said to me, well, I thought you had someone. How could you think that? Did I say that?
Right.
No. I mean, how could you just automatically think that somebody already is taken or in a relationship?
Right.
So
because
sometimes you can raise your hand and say, hey, not in a desperate way, but hey,
right,
I
right
see me, or maybe you don't see me because you think that I'm taken.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
and
a difference
I'll be
between pushing yourself off on someone and just being extra aggressive and asking for the phone number and doing everything that the man is supposed to do. Now, that's
right.
That's desperate.
Ladies,
mm-hmm.
Translation. I thought you had somebody really means I ain't have enough in me to come and approach you and talk to you because I got a little punk in me. Okay?
That's what that means.
That's what that means. Fellas, let's be real. I mean, where else can you go in the middle of the week to be real, have real conversations about topics that you already know about? Get down and dirty with the real. We got callers from San Diego, Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, Dallas, Texas. It's the online happy hour. We're going to be here. Go ahead and put this phone in your Blackberries, pass it to your friends, and tell the truth, y'all. We get down up in here like dirty, bad stock. Rush hour relationships, y'all. Getting nowhere in the fast lane looking for a mate. So I heard Miss Oatmeal mention something about construction zones. High hazard risk. Now, these are usually the areas that need the most repair and could possibly really do more harm than good. You need to avoid with caution. They have the flags up there, the little people with the little helmets and constructing cones all over the area, digging ditches.
Only one lane open, all the other
right.
lanes closed.
Y'all, everybody got to get over here right now because we're working on some things. It's going to get greater later. But it's all to make the traffic flow smoother. But no, we want to get upset, and you've seen them. They rush up to the cones and try to cut people off to get in front of you because they're in a hurry and they can't wait one more car.
They won't slow down when it says to reduce your speed.
Really? And you want to get upset and frustrated because they're working to make improvements.
Amen.
Rather than stay there and deal with the situation, and once you get through this rough patch, everything is going to be all right because it's now it's going to open up. You're going to drive a little bit better. Nobody's in your way. And you liken that to a relationship because when they give you the warning signs ahead of time, you know what? I've been hurt before. And I think we need to slow this down just because I don't want to have that situation happen again. Not to say that you're going to hurt me, but it takes a little bit of time for this to get repaired. Hello, somebody. Now, I might not be talking about you, but we could be talking about a friend of yours, your child's parent, or somebody that shares your last name, family member, relative, somebody you're going to see this summer at the family reunion. You're going to tell them to call in and listen to this podcast or something because we're coming with the real tonight, y'all. Think about that. Who does this? Why do you want to rush yourself getting in the construction zone where all the flags are up and you're getting warning signs that this is going to be a problem up here? Take your time and slow down.
And it all depends on what kind of repairs need to be done.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't need to be in traffic sometimes. You need to just take a whole nother road or don't even get on that highway. Okay. Because after the construction is major, why even try to drive through it?
Hello.
When you know you're going to be stopping immediately.
Immediately.
Not knowing how long it's going to take you to get past that construction zone.
Don't you know
to get
you can,
over those, past those repairs.
You might even damage your own car while you're in the process. And that's a nasty, nasty look. When everybody else is looking at your car because it's all scratched, banged, and bruised up, and you got to explain what happened. What happened right here? Oh, well, you know.
I'm not getting in that zone. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting those scratches or those dents.
It's a problem, y'all. You need to recognize the signs going in. Callers, talk to us. Let us know what's going on. Are you feeling this? Are we lying to you? Have you seen this somewhere before? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Nikki, what are your thoughts on this? Because I want to go back to the phone line and take it to the shop, but I want Miss Nikki to chime in real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. If I see anything that or a person that even appears or even has construction dust on them, I am in the opposite direction. I do not, you know, something about when you're in your 20s, Whitney Houston said it in Waiting to Excel. You know, I'm not no 20-year-old girl sitting by the phone, with, you know, counting the hours as they pass.
Right.
We've lived this life long enough. We've had enough experiences to know and understand that hurt is real, and it doesn't come in the form of any one particular person. So at the end of the day, if I see somebody and, you know, we're getting to know each other and something about you just isn't right, no matter what it is, too many inconsistencies, you know, small lies that can turn into big lies, deuces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing up the deuces and I am out. I'm not even getting on the on-ramp if I see the flashing sign that says construction in the next 5 miles. I'm straight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki, let's keep it real. Let's take it. God. The good old Chicago, Illinois, and keep the party going here on the online happy hour. Ladies and gentlemen, the calls, the topic, the conversation, y'all know how we get down. Let's do it. We have a caller. You got Brown on the line. What's on your mind, caller? Who is this from the shot?
Drew, this is Gav. What's going on?
Oh, Lord. There he is. Gavin, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. I just been working out and listening to the show. And,
at the same time?
Yeah, man. Hey. Yeah, the treadmill owns me. Hey, look, let's call it what it is. You know, it's called a crap-filled Twinkie. All gold and delicious on the outside, and you bite into it, it's got crap in it. And I think that's what we're getting caught up in. We're getting caught up in how things look. You know, I don't want to be an old parent. I don't want to be an old father. I don't want this. I don't want that. You know, and, you know, what people got to realize is that these ridiculous time factors we're placing on ourselves are just that, ridiculous. Time, as we know it, belongs to God. And I always say this to especially my single female friends, don't be in no rush. It's not, everybody wants somebody, you know. But don't go out there and I'm using that same old with an analogy, get your car banged up, you know, because you're not just going to get no baby just dropped off on it. Someone might drop off those three letters on you, you know, four letters, whatever. So, I mean, it's how we're letting how society perceives where we should be. I got caught in that, you know. I thought when I was in my 20s, right out of college and grad school, that I should be here or I should be doing this and I should be doing that. And the reality of the situation is I was right where I was supposed to be, you know, taking advantage of the opportunities that were there. Now, what I do believe, you know, and this is going back a few callers, is that if you think, women, if you think that you want to get out there and just have a baby, just to have a baby, because you want that baby, and somebody told you a clock was ticking. I'm married. I got two kids, and I'm gonna tell you this right now. It's tough to be a single parent, let alone a single mother, because you I take care of my kids when my wife's not there, and I'll take my kids out by myself. But the reality is, that sucks, man, when you got to do some crap by yourself. You got to this and that. To me, it's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to let Andy go back and do his thing. People say that they don't want to be an older parent. I tell you this. My parents, you know, met each other after the age of 30. My mother didn't come to the United States till she was 30. She met my father and didn't have her first child till she was 34 years old. Had me at 36. Had my brother, she was right before her 37th birthday. My youngest brother is 10 years younger than me, 12 years older than my sister. Oh, I was 46 years old when she had him. So, with that said, ain't none of us retarded. All of us are college graduates. All of us are happy, healthy, productive adults. To quit letting these doggone, white folks tell you that our baby's going to be retarded. This going to happen. That going to happen. You know, I mean, you got to take care of yourself, you know, first of all. If you say I'm a plan to have baby a year out, really two, you need to be
right.
Taking care.
So
of
you
yourself,
put
eating right.
I said, this don't do. I agree with that. You kind of touched on all gamuts with the family and all. So I would say that, you know, Gavin, on your travels in rush hour traffic, bro, it's gonna sound like y'all need a minivan.
Man, let me tell you something. You know, I got out there and I did my own thing.
I got to go to the next call, man. I'm going to get back with you in a little bit. Callers, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about rush hour relationships. Gavin held it down from the shot, and they're calling from all over. Let's bring it on back home, y'all. Let's bring it on back to Dallas.
Texas, and we had a caller just hang up just now, but that's okay. You know what? Bring them on the line anyway. Go get them, because I know they had something to say. We had a caller right now that's calling out of a suburb here in Dallas, Texas, Cedar Hill, Texas, that is, where the number ending in 3853. Caller, you on the line. Who is this?
This Misty.
Hi, Misty.
Hi. I thought I was going to keep going, so I was like, I'll just wait, call back, I'll punch a button again later. I want to comment on this life and the relationship in a fast lane. I myself was a, I don't know if victim is the word to use, or I was one of those ones that got wrapped up in a whirlwind relationship. Everything went so fast. It was like, you know, boom, bam, boom. Oh, I love you. I like you. Ooh, ooh. I'm so attracted to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Is this my world? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, everything was so fast. I didn't have time to think. I didn't have time to digest anything. And I thought, oh, this has got to be real. This has got to be what it is. But in no less than 6 months, when something went wrong because we didn't really get to know each other in a slow enough fashion, I learned that that person could not handle difficulty well, could not deal well with real life. They just started doing all kind of craziness. They were not there. A lot of deception came into play. A lot of, you know, just cold-hearted things started happening. It's like, oh, my God, I don't know you. But I had to look at it and say, no. You don't know him, and he don't know you either. Because there were some things about me he did not realize. He did not realize that I would go off on him like in a blink of an eye. He did not understand that. But you just love me. So when you do things so fast and you stay over in that HOV lane and you just bumping your way through all the construction and everything, you see the signs, but you keep ignoring it because you think, you know, everything, your car is invincible. But it really ain't, because when you get out, even if you don't see the visible scratches, you're going to look under the car, it's damaged, pretty damn bad. You know, so it's not worth it, because that's not really love a lot of times. Now, sometimes there is that first love at first sight, but most times than not, it's lust.
Right.
It's not love. And then it's confused, and it makes stuff real bad.
Did you notice the difference? It's good that you bring this up. I'm glad you called. Now, when did you notice, you know, while you were in traffic, notice the difference between the love and the lust? Did that come early or did that come late in the relationship?
Well, you know, the funny part about it is, a woman's intuition is always there. It's whether or not we pay attention to it. So in the beginning, it was something that did catch my attention, because I even asked him. I said, you say you love me, but I think you're in lust. He was like, no, why would you offend me like that? No, no, no. And so I said, okay, I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry, brother. But now that I'm older and I look back on it, I see that what I felt as an intuition was right. It was lust. And I fell for the okie doke and got caught up in the fast lane. So we got to keep it at this point in time and at this age, we have to understand the difference between love and lust when we're in a whirlwind situation. Because things can go so fast that you don't have time to get a good reality on who this person is. Because you don't know each other. You don't know nothing about each other.
So. And I would have to agree with you, Misty. You know, we do have an intuition. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of, people can have a lot of good qualities, you know, that is seen and that is going on up front, okay, in the very beginning. And that's okay. But, you know, if you have a little bit of resistance, we have to listen to that little voice telling us. And that other person needs to understand that voice as well. Because if you don't listen, well, later on down the line, you're not going to like us. Or you're not going to like that female. Or you're not going to like that male who has that resistance. Okay? So if you're not willing to, you know, go with the flow of getting to know that person, if they're okay with that, okay, we're going to continue to date and continue to get to know one another. And if that person is trying to pull you than what you're willing to do, then you got to be able to communicate and say, hey, I don't want to go that fast right now. Mm-hmm. I know you may want to go that fast, but I don't want to go that fast right now. People don't want to say it, you know. It's sometimes they're persuaded by that other person, you know, to come on, I got you.
Or
come
by
on.
My friends.
Right, you know, come on, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Come on. Jump in this fast lane. You know, go a little bit faster with me. Why not? I'm digging you like that. That's fine. But if I'm not reciprocating or that other person is not reciprocating the way that you want them to, whose fault is it? 9 times out of 10, they're going to start pointing at you and saying it's you. Okay, but if you speak up and let that little voice, hey, hey, you know, we good, but I don't want to go that fast. It's going to be okay. You know, that hurt right then is going to, that small pain that you, you know, inflict at that point is going to be less painful than what you inflict later on down the line.
Somebody's life and situation just got saved and returned back to normal. And I want to go ahead and get there, y'all. Misty, thanks for the call. Stay on the line. And let's go ahead and get with it, man. I mean, the dude is here. The door has knocked in, and he's here. It's about to get real, y'all. We've heard from the realness. Let's hear from the street. Our street analysis is in the dough. Eric E. Dub Wilson has showed up to the party, y'all.
He does.
Now we can go ahead and play the music. Hey, what's going on, bro? A little bit louder, bro. I know you're there. E, are you on the line? You know what? Take your phone off mute, man. I know you're hearing us. Usually folks in Kansas have service with Sprint, and most Sprint cell phones, you know, that minute plan is a little throw it off. But let's bring it on back to Dallas real quick and get that caller with that mid-range, the Dallas, Texas number, phone number ending in 8262. Caller, you're on the line right now. Who is this?
It's Mika Andy. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very interested in this whole conversation. I know several people who have went through this rush hour relationship, including myself. The last caller, it sounded very familiar. I almost had to go back and see what her name was so I could make sure it wasn't somebody I knew. But the comment that was given to her was as if it was one-sided. Most times when people get into relationships, that is heading down that HOV. Y'all call it the rush hour. I'm going to call it HOV. It's a two-sided street. You know, it's two people in that relationship, two people rushing through this process. One person can say at any point, hey, this is going too fast, but at the same time, when it's feeling good, you're not thinking that. But she didn't realize it wasn't going good until it started going bad. Until, like, she realized, no, I don't know this cat, when stuff started getting real, when reality sets in. Then all of a sudden, the stuff hits the fan, and now you're realizing, hey, I don't know this guy. That thing that made it feel good, which generally, as women, we think with other parts, too. It's not just men who's lusting. Women lust as well. We let other things make our decisions as well. So when that isn't what the basis of the relationship is anymore and reality sets in, then what do? You know, you're in a position now. Who's going to be the adult to say, hey, let's back up, let's slow this down, get to know each other. Let's take out the physical and use our mental. That's where we drop the ball. We don't use our mental. We base a whole entire relationship on the physical.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we were just kind of sitting here agreeing what you're saying. Mentally, you know, making the comments, you know, some people will do everything physically possible to draw you in, you know, to make sure you got that good feeling.
Right.
He ain't going to leave me if I can make him feel good like this, okay? Nobody put him on him like this. You ain't never had it like this before. I'm going to make you mine. With all the smacking and licking and baby oils and steps and chairs and cr-
crackers and rugs and raisins and paper clips and feather dusters, whatever you want to use.
And gifts and trinkets and flowers and chocolates and perfumes and shoes.
But can't nobody do it like you. That's crazy. Every hole they got is fair game, and they want to swear up and down that they're the one. It don't work like that.
Yep.
Your key does not fit in every ignition to start the car, baby. So it's not going to work. I appreciate the call coming out of Dallas, Texas. I want to take it back to Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas, that is. Not Missouri. In Kansas. Let's keep it real. Phone number ending in 2363. Caller, who's on the line tonight?
This is Doug.
There he is. What's going on?
Man, check this out, man. I'm sorry, man. I heard you the last time. See, me and my research department, man, we will have a toast to real niggas. So, you know, we had it on mute and we didn't know how to work it or whatever. So, anyway, make a long story short, we got disconnected. And I've been hearing some things, you know, but, you know, they talk about love in the fast lane, but and I tell you, I'm on the tail end of this conversation. I just had to phone in because I got to represent. But has anybody stated about a rebound love? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying? They get back on the rebound. You know, they just broke up with their girl or their dude yesterday. And they wasn't the one that they really wanted anyway. So now on a new day, they trying to find a new bae. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, you got the rebound loves out there. You got everybody in the fast lane. You know what? I think just a lot of people just need a hug. You know what I'm saying? they misrepresent the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I love my wife there. You know what I'm saying? And I pray to God every day for my wife because, you know, she helps me out and I help her out. But you know what? For real, as I thought about some of the OGs back in the day or whatever, and then as on past conversations as y'all has had as from GSU talking about jump offs and all that, you know, y'all really need to thank jump offs. For real. And all this relationship shit, because for real, a lot of people jumped in a lot of shit based on feelings and gastric juices and whatnot, if you will, and all this old other shit, and they got confused on love.
Right.
And if they had just dated the rest of their life till they figured out what the fuck they wanted to do, everybody would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talk about shit no more. Yeah. Y'all didn't ask me. Y'all told me to come and vent my views. If y'all got more time, I'll tell you more. If not, then y'all go on to another subject because I have a lot more.
Well, we might have to do a part two.
We just might have to come back with that because, you know, traffic can get kind of bad. We got morning traffic and evening traffic. So we may
I'm
have to come
about,
back.
I got enough shit for New York traffic. I live in Dallas. I live in Kansas City. I ain't never been to New York. But I hear it's really busy during traffic time.
Yeah, that's real deal. Hey, as always, bro, I appreciate the call. I'm going to take it down to Houston, Texas real quick and get a Houston caller with the number ending in 3348 that wants to chime in on the happy hour. Talking about rush hour relationships. We have a caller on the line. Who is this?
This is Kevin. I called earlier. My phone had been messing up. But I wanted to comment again on the young lady. I think she was calling out of Chicago about I brought up the mention about the overly aggressive women. You know, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with flirting or for the ladies or show a man that they're interested, but a lot of, I can say this for myself, a lot of women, they had a phone number and all that stuff already. And that just don't look ladylike, you know. But
so what's not ladylike about it? That's what I'm trying to understand. What's not? Is it just more so that that's not the role we're expected to be in, or we're just out of place? Or is it just uncomfortable for men?
Out of place doing that.
Does it make you uncomfortable as a man?
Yeah. And what yes, it does.
Well,
and I'm nowhere near gay. I'm not homo or none of that.
I wasn't suggesting that. I understand what you're saying about overly aggressive or assertive women, but I get a lot of men who say, you know, that's not a woman's place, or that's not, you know, supposed to be her role. But, you know, on the flip side of that, and I don't approach men and actively give out my phone number, but I'm just playing devil's advocate. On the flip side of that, if you're a woman, you've gotten dressed for the evening, you've put in oatmeal, what it takes is at least 4 or 5 hours to get ready to go out. You done got your hair done, outfit, manicure, pedicure, eyebrows, lashes. We 300 in the hole before we even leave the house. We get to the club or the engagement, wherever we're going. We don't get asked to dance. You know, you end up on the dance floor by yourself or chair dancing the whole night. And then the perception is, because I've approached you and gave you my contact information, that I'm somehow overly aggressive. Mm-mm. Perception. It's all about the approach, and I would never want to emasculate a man.
I carry a business card.
Yeah, business card. What's up? So,
I
mean.
Period. And my phone number's on it. So would I be considered overly aggressive if I just passed it to you?
No.
Okay.
No. But, I mean, they're doing it. They're not doing it in that way.
They're being
I'll have
women
come. Go ahead.
You know what you're talking about. I've seen them.
Hello?
I've seen them.
Well, I want to see them.
I've seen them groping y'all and, you know, all in your grill and, you know, pushing themselves off on you. I've seen them. I've seen them, Blade.
Well,
those aren't ladies.
That's
what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
you got,
about.
No, those are the kind
that
attracted the teeth.
That can't make you feel the need to take an immediate shower. I'm with you on that. That's asking me quite often, and I don't like it. But, yeah. I think we're kind of getting to the nuts and bolts of this, y'all, and we really just hit the truth with rush hour relationships. I mean, we can kind of, you know, let the traffic die down a little bit because we're on the tail end of the show. But, Oatmeal, just kind of bring us up to speed. I mean, what do folks need to do to just slow down, pump the brakes? Is it real simple, or is it like a scientific method that they're not using and putting into their own situation to make this relationship work, make this traffic slow down, to stay clear of any accidents that may happen in the future?
Well, first of all, they need to, you know, figure out what it is that they want.
Okay.
And if you want to be in a relationship, you know, then you need to understand that there are steps. And you need to understand what a friendship is first and what entails being a friend to someone, okay? And then if you can be somebody's friend and then you want to pursue a relationship with this person, so you're being friends with them in hopes to being in a relationship. If they're not relationship material, then, I mean, hey, you've dated. That's not the person that you need to be with. If they're not giving you that same type of feeling or reciprocation in return, you can't change anybody, you know, so move on. It's going to be okay. Don't try to smash on the gas. Don't feel like you can change someone to be on the same level that you are, you know. And, I mean, if somebody is for you, they're for you. You know, that's what the answer is at the end of the day. If they're for you, they're for you.
Right.
You know, don't pressure anybody into being with you. Don't try to go so fast that you miss all these warning signs, or you overlook the warning signs, or you overlook the guilt signs. You know, trying to get somewhere fast, too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you want to be in a relationship, hopefully you want to be in one that's going to last.
Right.
You know, not just be in a position just because you want to be with somebody for a hot second. You know, so you put all this time and energy.
The fire of the moment.
Right, to be with somebody for what? Mm-hmm. Just to have somebody next to you for a hot minute, and then you on to the next?
Right.
On to the next for what? You know? So people need to be clear in what it is that they want. And then after you get it could actually change. You know, things could switch gears. You know, so then that's when you have to make the determination, do I want to get out of this lane or do I want to continue?
Hello.
Because, I mean, that's life. That's reality. Everything may not go according to how you want it. You know, you can't have everything that you want when you want it. You know, it takes time. Anything that's worth having, you work hard for it, but now don't get broke down in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what is acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Right.
If you're getting totally tore down emotionally, if this person is just not responding to you the way that you know that you should be, you know, responded to towards as, then leave it alone. It's okay. You're going to be all right. You're going to live. There's somebody else out there for you.
Well, Realness 101 exists, ladies and gentlemen. The class has been in session. I don't think they're ready for the 200 courses or maybe even the graduate courses of Realness. But this is how we get down in the happy hour, folks. And just as I've been listening, I've been learning, I've been hearing, and it seems that we should just take our time, you know, make the proper preparations to figure out, number one, where are we going? Where is this road going to take us? Number two, do we have to take the road that's most frequently traveled? Because if we look up on this highway and it's all this rush hour and it's all this chaos, then who really wants to be a part of that? Because you put yourself at more risk. Everybody else is doing it. Why not me? But why not take the road less traveled? Something Ms. Oatmeal said earlier in the program about courting, you know, getting back to the small roads. You know, driving about 45, 35 miles an hour just to make sure you can look all around your surroundings and your peripherals to see where this thing is going. Not how fast are we going to get there, but once we do get to that final destination, I can enjoy the scenery along the way. And that's going to make this trip that we're taking that much better that we can all enjoy. So I want to just encourage everybody listening tonight to know that your traffic jam or the report that it's a lot of chaos on the roads, you don't have to be a part of that. You made the choice to get on that on-ramp to travel at that speed. Take your time. Excuse me. Take your time to travel. As my Masonic brothers would say, travel light. But just keep your eye on the road. Make sure you're safely fastened in your seatbelt. And make sure those that are riding with you are well taken care of as well. So I want to say that this has been a great show, Ms. Oatmeal. Nikki, it's been a wonderful topic tonight.
Yes, it has.
We may have to come back later on. This weekend, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's going down. We're in the middle of SWAC tournaments. 30-something Dallas is doing the Spring Fling Soiree, the school days edition. And if you're in Dallas, Texas, you need to be there Friday, March 11th at the Magnolia Hotel. It's 1401 Commerce Street in downtown Dallas. Excuse me. Myself and Ms. Oatmeal are going to be there doing the show and get live with it. Also, we're going to have the book, my very first book, ladies and gentlemen, Second Place Women Who Come In First. The book is going to be available and for sale. Not to mention Oatmeal Brown and their new hot single, Knickknack, is coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. You may want to be available to get your copy as well. And Sunday, the top of the week, don't miss out on the super diva, Miss Miranda Pellichet, because she's performing live with Yo Gotti, Big Chief, Beat King this Sunday, March 13th at Club Ciroc. Club Cirque, I'm sorry. Bad pronunciation. So it's all good, man. Y'all got to call me, man. Pardon me, man. I'm a little nasally congested.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Sudafed today, ladies and gentlemen. As we wrap up the show, I want to say thanks to the panel and all the callers who chimed in tonight, for the fantastic folks who blogged, who were chatting in the chat room, expressing their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, people, and you really got some good information, just do us a favor. Tell about three more people to chime in with you next Wednesday, next week, as we come back with another hot topic. Don't worry. We're going to bring you the funk. Follow us on Facebook. Watch us on YouTube as we get down and dirty. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
Brown.
Good night to my frat. Go, Mob. And we go.
And we go.